fun. I never used to have them until I came to CMU. I really didn't.
That's nice.
A little?
A little?
Yeah.
Now, you don't have any sort of speech impediment.
Actually, I tend to, take on aspects of all different speech impediments.
I see. I just believe you.
Mostly by slurring my words. Or slurring aspects of my words.
I'm not sure you do that any more than usual for other people, though.
As opposed to when I'm talking to myself?
No, I mean, not talking to
when I'm talking to myself.
Talking.
Have you been following me around? You bastard.
I don't think I've been following you around. I think I would have noticed that.
Chickens are cute.
Some of them are, especially the little ones.
Yeah, but those are chicks.
But they're like this big.
Okay, I should have re-specified. Hens are cute. Making up words is fun. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. So, making up words is fun?
Making up words is fun.
What words are you making up?
Currently? I'm not making up many, but I mean...
Okay.
I could, I suppose.
That's actually what the other conversation we had was about the tendency of people speaking English, certain groups speaking English, to combine all sorts of random roots into new words which most people then couldn't understand. It was quite interesting.
That's splendiferous.
That's a real word, though.
Nah. Real word, fake word. English is weird. And fun. Glad it was a first language.
Yeah, me too.
I like your t-shirt.
Thanks.
My grandmother went there.
John Huffman's. I actually nominated my eighth grade math teacher for a Johns Hopkins award, and she won it, and she went there, and then she got me a t-shirt, so that's why I have a Johns Hopkins t-shirt.
You mean you're not a protege of the school?
No, I don't think so.
Nor an advocate or supporter?
No.
I was reading a really good science fiction story.
What?
The Gripping Hand.
I haven't read that. I've never heard of it.
That's okay.
Who's it by?
Larry Niven and a co-author that I don't know so well.
Well, I have not read it, but it's good.
It's very interesting. Had any good dreams lately?
I told you I had a vivid dream the other night about
vampires
and characters.
Glass breaking. And
yeah, but let's see. There was one last night. I think it involved like Western mysticism. But I don't remember much about it.
What do you count as Western mysticism?
Western esoteric tradition, Kabbalah and Golden Dawn and all that stuff. I don't remember much, except I woke up and I was like, that's kind of funny, that was not a dream, and then I don't remember. I keep meaning on writing my dreams down, but then I forget. Or I'm just lazy.
Your dreams, or do you forget to write them down?
I forget to write them down. I generally remember them for at least a few hours or more. At least recently. A few months ago I didn't remember them at all, so that's kind of strange.
You had trouble learning how to walk when you were younger?
I had trouble learning how to skip. I had trouble learning how to walk.
Oh, I don't know how to skip properly.
I thought you did.
No, I only know the Wizard of Oz skip.
What's the difference?
You go 2 feet, and then switch 2 feet, and then switch
really?
2 feet. Yeah.
How far is that? I mean, is that what they do in the movie, or is that just what it's called?
Okay. That's what they do in the movie. And apparently, I watched the movie too often when I was learning how to skip. People used to make fun of it. They still do.
I learned how to skip in like third grade. It was it's quite embarrassing.
That's okay. You should try attempting to learn how to skip in high school.
But you can't skip now, or can you?
I can still do the Wizard of Oz skip.
Can you skip normally?
No.
Do you want to?
Learn how to skip normally? I don't really care. There's not much use for it that I've found.
That's fine.
I suppose.
So how's Matt Sy going?
Good. We learn about materials and the science and engineering around it. Isn't that interesting? Just like the title.
I'm probably taking a turn.
We're doing a ring casting lab soon.
Yeah, you told me that. That's really cool.
I hope so.
What is it? It's bronze? The bronze you had? Was that bronze or was it? What was it?
Brass, I think. Bronze? Something like that.
Brass is the shiny one and bronze is the hard one.
It was a long time ago, at least a month and a half.
Oh, but so you're not casting it from the same stuff?
No, we're casting out of silver. I don't know if we're actually going to alloy the silver for ourselves. Maybe I should find out. Might be a good idea before I actually go into the lab.
Yeah. So how does one do this? Or how does one do this?
Casting?
I mean, is there a ring mold that you use?
Yeah. There's many different ways to cast things. don't know how we're doing it. I think we're using a hard mold.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Well, there's also casting like stuff like green sand. And
oh, okay.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Do I not look okay?
No, you look vaguely, what's the word? Sultry?
Sultry?
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay. I was dizzy earlier. That's kind of like sultry, only not.
Yeah, yeah. Same motion with the eyes, I suppose. Are you sleepy?
I'm very sleepy.
Are you hungry?
I'm not that hungry. I ate earlier.
Well, that's good.
That's why I ate, because I was dizzy. And then I became less dizzy, but it took me a while, so... I'm, hoping I don't have mono like everybody else.
Except for Ed. Yeah. Even though his girlfriend has mono, he has no mono. Let's talk about star constellations. Do you know anything about star constellations?
I can recognize some.
Let me guess, Orion's Belt?
I can recognize Orion, Orion, and Taurus, and Cassiopeia, and there's something over here, which sometimes I know. But I don't remember what it is. It's generally the stuff that is overhead in my hometown during the summer.
I see. I'm not good at recognizing star constellations. But I am good at using telescopes.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Which has nothing to do with star constellations.
No, it really doesn't.
Hmm. But most people are better at that than telescopes.
How much skill is there involved in using a telescope? Is there? I don't know. It's been a while.
Depends on the telescope. I know how to use several different kinds. But in the Boy Scouts, most people were better at star constellations and finding the North Star with the Dipper.
I can also
Dipper
do that. And a Dipper, yeah.
Boy Scouts is fun. Boy Scouts. Why were you never a Boy Scout?
I was a Boy Scout.
No, that doesn't count. You were never a Boy Scout if you're not currently a Boy Scout.
I can't. You're currently a Boy Scout?
I am.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
I
can show you my card.
Oh, well, you're not actually a...
It's through venturing, but we get to use everything the same.
Okay, because it's only to 18, isn't it?
Venturing is to 21, and you can always become a leader. Which is definitely what I'm going to do. Give back to the Boy Scout community.
How did you ever become a Boy Scout?
Got interested.
Okay.
Because there was an organization at my school that had interesting leaders and wonderful policies. And, well, the camping was fun. Very fun.
I don't like camping.
You don't like camping?
Not really.
Can't be your friend anymore.
I'm sorry.
How can you not like camping if you like exploring?
You go and you stay in the woods and for a couple days and then you get dirty and then you come back and you've lost 3 days of your life.
But you don't like swimming either.
That's true.
Yeah. What do you like? Mister, I don't like anything except exploring and computers.
I like talking to people.
That doesn't count. People don't count. What are you talking about?
People count. People are very important. They're more important than you think.
Aww. No.
Really?
I oppose you with severe vernacular.
I don't know if that works right.
Nah.
Severe vernacular.
Severe colloquialisms?
You just want to say severe words?
No, I don't just want to say that W word.
Right.
W thingy.
It's a good word. W thingy. Good.
Vaguely.
Term.
Vaguely. Have you ever collected insects?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
Have you?
Yeah, but I could never kill them, so I always had a bunch of live insects. My mom didn't like that. Especially not when I started collecting different types of cockroaches. Oh, she hated that.
I can imagine so.
She also didn't particularly like the fact that I grew flatworms in our basement toilet. But luckily she didn't find out about that until like 5 years after the fact.
Where do you come from?
You've asked me that before. I'm thinking Earth, because that encompasses all the weirdness. Or what people perceive as that. Yeah, but the weirdness off the Earth probably isn't all that concerned with the weirdness on the Earth.
That's true. There aren't that many people off the Earth. At least not that we know.
I can see your veins.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I have rather pale skin.
Blue-blooded noble.
No, I think those are just blue veins.
No, no, that's where the phrase came about. Nobles had pale skin and you could see their veins.
That actually makes a lot of sense, now that I think about it.
So, computer science majors are the new nobles of society?
Yeah, something like that.
Or at least the new blue bloods. Or at least that's where my dad said it came from. Probably true. Has a sense of logic to it.
Yes, yes, it does. Those things often tend to be false. I don't know.
Sea anemones are really pretty. And the radial symmetry is quite interesting.
Are they actually radially symmetrical? Or are they spiral?
Sea anemones?
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the sea anemone.
Okay.
Some are vaguely pentagonally shaped.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if that's a word either. I should know these things. I do copy editing work. Well, starfish also.
Pentagonal symmetry is kind of odd.
Mm. What symmetry?
Pentagonal.
Why?
It's kind of an arbitrary number.
Well, there's also hexagonal sea stars and
is that true?
Pentagonal sea stars, octagonal sea stars.
Those are octagonal ones.
I believe so, yeah. And there are some that have their limbs broken off and then grow a stub and then it changes.
Really?
Yeah.
So they change their symmetry?
No, not really. Just kind of looks like it to human eyes.
Okay.
Maybe I should not become an MSE major and go into something else. Word, joke canceled. I wasn't insulting you. Stop looking at me like that.
Okay, it's okay. I forgive you.
Your forgiveness is not necessary for my survival.
No.
I'm gonna need my immediate happiness. Incandescent lights shed interesting spectrum.
These aren't incandescent. Yes, they are. But they've got little layers of color. Oh, that's probably the
prismatic reflections?
Yeah. It's cool looking.
Do you think it's possible to be able to see into infrared and ultraviolet?
For the human eye?
Not necessarily just for the human eye, but for... Well, yeah, I suppose it could be possible.
I think human eyes do.
No, no they don't. Not particularly. But then again, we define visible spectrum by what we can see.
So I think that... I think the human eye could be modified such that it could...
Imagine, everyone's glowing.
Yeah, that's true. That'd be kind of cool. I should learn how to do that.
Yeah, me too. Let me know if you have any luck so I can follow your method.
Okay, you too.
Done. Have you ever been to an auction?
I don't think so. I assume you mean a real auction.
Yeah.
I don't believe so. Have
you? Oh yeah, yeah. Several actually, mostly for livestock.
I've never been to one of those.
Really?
No.
Have you ever been to a rodeo?
Once.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What kind?
It was some sort of, like, traveling rodeo show. They actually did all this stuff, and it came to some place in New Jersey. And my little sister is utterly obsessed with horses, so we all went, and it was very bizarre.
Was it a waste of a bit of time for you?
Interesting.
It was great, but when I went to, all of the bulls knew exactly what they were supposed to do and where they were supposed to get out.
I hope this recording, if this doesn't record, I'm going to be really angry.
Well, you know, leather work.